The Burt Show.
Whatever.
To get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right,
this is my official 2 weeks.
We probably aren't going to talk about this until one of us is feeling it. So, again, I know I'm sensitive to you guys having kids in the car and they won't quite understand it. So you'll probably know in an hour who officially got it, but...
You know who got it.
Yep.
It's me. Anyway, good morning to everybody except for Joe Alwyn, Maddie Healy, and Kim Kardashian, because they are the three subjects of Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Now, I know what you're thinking, Abby, Taylor Swift, she's the biggest artist of our generation right now, and I want to listen to her new album, but I need to know the context before listening so that I can truly enjoy it. So I'm here to educate you so that when you turn it on, you're also with the Swifties and you know what's going on. So the first person she calls out in this album is her ex of 6 years, Joe Alwyn. This was the big breakup that happened last year, literally the day before I started E-Buzz. And Joe and her were together for 6 years. Everybody thought they were endgame. She has songs about how they're soulmates and they're going to get married. And then all of a sudden one day, like Page Six or some random just reports the fact that they had broken up and we were all gagged. And there's a lot of rumors going around that the reason they broke up is because he couldn't handle her fame because he wants to be like a sad boy who acts in like indie films and blah, 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 blah. And she's Taylor Swift. Like, you literally can't do that. So then she has her rebound summer in May with Maddie Healy. Now, this was very controversial because Maddie Healy, kind of a bad dude.
Slightly problematic.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know what? I would even go one step farther above slightly. I would go very problematic.
This is the guy that was out of the country and he said some disparaging things. I can't even remember. Was it a...
There were a couple of things. He had some anti-Semitic remarks. He was on a podcast where somebody else said something else about like really graphic... porn with women of color, and that was awful, but he wasn't the one saying it, so then there was all this gray area where people were defending him.
Wasn't there a country that literally said, we can't have you on stage?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Malaysia. He came, they have, like, anti-gay laws or whatever, and he kissed another man on stage, and he could have gone to prison, but
I think that makes Malaysia problematic, not Maddie Healy.
Right. I thought it was something that he was saying, yeah.
So it's a multitude of things, and also he's just kind of like the classic rock star dude. Like, you know, every time he gets on stage, he's the opposite of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has like this clean girl, hardworking image, and Maddie Healy is the opposite, and she definitely talks about that and how she kind of dug the bad boy image in this new album. But she said something about him in this album that I did not expect, because I thought that she had kind of caved to the pressure of everybody else when they broke up. And she says something in this album that makes it sound like he did something to her instead of her breaking up with him because of like outside pressure. She basically says, like, you ruined my summer. And then, of course, Travis Kelce swoops in. So, there is a song about Travis Kelce on the album, but I have not heard it yet.
That really is kind of the classic story. I was watching a podcast a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was Andrew Schultz, who was saying that if the United States was high school, this is your prom king and queen. And that's why we're so into it with Travis and with Taylor. And Maddie here is the bad guy, right? This is what every rom-com is made of, right? Where you have to choose between the good guy and the bad guy. And he just represents that bad guy in high school that you were attracted to, that you knew wasn't good for you. That's him. And Travis is kind of like, you know, the football captain.
100%. And so that's what the song is supposedly called. It's called So High School, because this whole thing is very high school. Wow, you and Taylor Swift, two minds, think alike. And then she also, oh my God, I was so gagged. I haven't listened to the song yet, but I've seen the lyrics on Twitter. She calls out Kim Kardashian's kids in the album. And because if you don't know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got her on a phone call, recorded it, and then chopped it up to make her look like a big liar, basically saying that she gave approval for a song where he called her the B word and said he made her famous, and edited it to make it look like she approved it when she never did, because then the public gave her some backlash because she was like, I never approved that, and then they made it look like they approved it, and it was just like this whole thing where she had to go away for a year, and that's when she met Joe Alwyn and fell in love, and then they broke up, which is why it's such a big deal, because he was there for her during her time of need. So there's a song on there where she basically says that she's talking to Kim, and we can assume she's talking to Kim because all of the all the letters in the song, it's called Thank You, Amy, but only K-I-M.
Oh, God. That's not even subtle.
But there's a lyric that's like, one day one of your kids is going to come home and be singing a song that only we know is about you. But it's going to be stuck in your kid's head because I'm Taylor Swift and I bring the bops.
Oh, God, that's the way to do it. That's the way to get back
the
at somebody
is
right
up
there.
In the streets.
Yeah.
This is better than the big three rap battles.
Do you want J. Cole to take a hint from Taylor Swift?
Yes, please.
Taylor Swift ain't backing down.
Yeah, you don't see her apologizing.
Not at all.
All right, one of the tracks off Taylor's new album confirmed a longtime theory of mine about her relationship with Joe. I'll fill you in on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.